San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs in Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a baggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the meth red gray executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. And you're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys, and play with toys, so be strong with your bees. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
Mick Jagger.
Great
mate.
It is I again, yes, Paul Welton.
Yes, Paul Welton has joined me again in the studio. Many thanks for making the voyage from Attleboro.
It's a long haul, but it's worth it.
And you've brought, amongst your singles, that one from Mick Jagger on the Decca record label from 1970.
Yeah, a one-off single, released a track from the album, the film, Performance. I don't think he actually released another solo single for quite a few years after that. So
No, it would be in the late 70s, a reggae single with...
Peter Tosh.
That's it, Peter Tosh, yeah. We're going to hear from a real DJ now. So I'm going to turn both of our microphones off.
I would.
But here's something that we're absolutely knocked out to present. This is the first ever performance anywhere of a new song called Young Mother in Style by the current rave sensation Curved Air.
head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
From Curved Air's second album, called Second Album. That was Everdance, and Paul reminded me that that was indeed on the B-side of Backstreet Love. And prior to that, we heard Curved Air taken from a new edition of their first album, Air Conditioning, with a few live tracks from the BBC, introduced there by Brian Matthew. And Brian did singing work as well. I'm going to play one of those now on Embassy Records, one of those cheap Woolworths re-recordings of hits of the day.
Yep.
And this is the one that Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren did. Goodness gracious me.
Indeed.
So this is Brian Matthew under the name of Matt Bryant with a lady called Linda Joyce.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flush comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom 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 bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom 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 bidi boom bidi boom bidi boom.
Real goodness gracious me. Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up berry, berry and a dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom buddy boom buddy boom buddy boom buddy boom buddy boom buddy boom boom boom.
I like it.
Boom buddy boom buddy boom buddy boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Please put out your tongue. Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes. My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well. Ja, 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 ja.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see, the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
There's nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
We go boom biddy boom biddy boom biddy boom biddy boom biddy boom biddy boom 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 biddy boom biddy boom biddy boom. Well, goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
Oh, very sorry. It is us.
I guess it would come under misappropriation of another person's culture nowadays when Brian would no doubt appear in the Old Bailey. Charged with...
You'd be on thin ice.
Charged with crimes against
music.
Let us move on now with The Cream. This is an original single you've got here, Paul, on a dark blue. I had a reaction single on a sort of a turquoisey blue label.
Yeah, the Who did one. In that
Substitute, yeah. So, but this is The Tales of Brave Ulysses from Cream.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing. For the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace day. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she drowns you in her body, carving deep blue ripples in the tissues of your.
Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Now that you've found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La. On your slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher. You're in your place and you know where you are, in your Shangri-La.
Sit back in your old rocking chair. You need not worry, you need not care. Shillings a week.
What were they thinking of, releasing a 5-minute-plus single?
It died the death, but what a great song to listen to these days.
Yeah, there was a whole series of great singles by the Kinks. At the end of the 60s, we had that one, Shangri-La, and Days. I think Days did kind of make the charts, but there was Plastic Man,
which didn't do a thing.
No.
Victoria, I think, just got into the charts.
Yeah, but that was...
Until Lola in 1970,
then
things didn't have another hit.
Things picked up again, didn't they, for them? Yeah, yeah. And we also had Cream and Tales of Brave Ulysses. And we're living in our own little Shangri-La here.
Yes, with the rain pouring down.
And yet it's been so, so hot.
Too hot to do anything.
Mm. What have we got next, Paul?
Well, this song, for some reason, always reminds me of Emperor Roscoe and the Radio 1 Club from about 1969. It's just got that sort of vibe about it. It's great. It's on the Beacon label. And it's Black Velvet and African Velvet.
Mm, this is a great single. Look at that bass. That wonderful bass.
Your worries go and enjoy the music.
it's words, and words are all I have. That's not that song.
No. That's from, what was that, about a third album, I think, from the Monkees. Probably third or fourth album, but they were starting to experiment a bit by the time that came out. And
was that Pisces?
Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn and Jones Limited. That was the album.
Yeah, and we were wondering who that was on vocals, weren't we?
I think that was Peter Tork.
Mm, that was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and good psychedelic track.
Yeah. And another psychedelic one, a great band, the Lemon Pipers.
Only had the one hit, but they produced some good material in the time they were going.
This is going to be Jelly Jungle, brackets of Orange Marmalade. And why is it that all these second-hand singles that you're picking up, all the labels are torn? How do people do that?
People put stickers on them and just generally mistreat them.
Yeah, I can't understand it. Mind you, I suppose if you lend your things out, you need some to prove that it was yours in the first place.
That's
but,
the trouble.
But then people just tear the labels off, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lemon Pipers.
If you're looking for a sunshine,
and a Jelly Jungle of Orange Marmalade. Hopefully I've got managed to line up that great stereo panning one of theirs. Through with you, Paul.
We've
got lots more of Paul's stuff to play. I'll have to keep coming back week on week. I know it
blow through.
I know after this one we're going to be playing the Edgar Broughton Band and what is it, Apache Dropout.
Apache, as you've never heard it before.
The shadows will be
mortified.
Anyway, just take a listen to this Lemon Pipers one and don't think of them as a pippy poppy band, because they definitely were not.
Sidewalks hard under my feet.
At towardtheunknownregion.com.
This is not Chris Bent.
Drop out.
almost a good rendition of a Captain Beefheart type voice there from Edgar Broughton.
A very strange mix with Shadows instrumental as well.
Apache Dropout, that was called, on the Harvest record label, the Edgar Broughton band. And now, if Paul has enough words, I'm going to put a different disc on the vinyl deck. This is going to be Scott.
Yeah, this is Scott McKenzie. Everybody knows him for San Francisco, of course. But he did have a follow-up single. In fact, he had two or three singles. But this is the follow-up single from late 1967. And it's called Like an Old Time Movie, written by John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas. Just listen to this.
Every time I see you, it's just because you're blue. You don't really need me the way that I need you. Don't come on so groovy. You do better.
Label, it says the voice of Scott McKenzie. Well,
it'd be a bit lost without the voice.
Yeah, but nevertheless, that was the credit given to him on CBS Records there. And now to finish with, many thanks for coming along once again, Paul. It's an awful long way for you.
It's been a pleasure, Chris.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed this catching up with the past and playing some really good singles and albums. And I know there's an awful lot you brought along, which we haven't had a chance to play
at
all.
I'll try those next time, yeah.
Yeah. And what we're going to play now, we're going to finish with, we may hear a little bit of the Golden Earring or the Golden Earrings. I'm not sure about that. We're probably going to run out of time here. But the Enid, a single that wasn't on either of their first two albums, Airy Fairy Nonsense, nor in the Region of the Summer Stars. The single's on EMI International, Honeybee Records. And the A-side, Golden Earrings.
Yes, it is.
And the B-side is...
Omega.
Omega. Is Omega the last one?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alpha's the first. Do you remember that Charlton Heston film? The Omega Man.
Yeah, the early 70s, yeah.
He was the only one to turn into a zombie.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, well, before we turn into zombies.
Good idea to play the song Go, I think.
Okay, catch you next time, Paul.
Okay, Chris, you take care.
Cheers, bye.
Chris B.